Good morning. It is 7:42 here on the Mighty 690, and we have some guests from Coffeyville Regional Medical Center who are in studio with us. We have Lisa Keene and Stephen Haley. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good to have you on board here, and we'll start first with Lisa, and I know we had a pretty exciting announcement come down last week from CRMC.
Yes, we are super excited to announce that we've opened our pharmacy that is in our new medical office building. And so we're excited to announce Community RX for the Coffeyville community to take advantage of. This has been a project kind of a long time coming. We started looking at pharmacy benefits about 3 years ago as a way to help our associates and control medical costs for our associates and help them in that sense. And when we had the plans for the building, it was a natural fit. Plus, as a mother, I think about all the times that you have to drag a sick kiddo to the pharmacy and wait for a script. Just made a lot of sense to me that we would offer that service to our community so that patients can come in, get their doctor's visit, go back out to their car, even wait for their script, and then pull around through the drive-through, and it's all done in one stop. So super excited about that. Our pharmacy director, Stephen Haley, has been instrumental in getting this launched, and I'm going to let him talk about pharmacy.
Yeah, fantastical. Welcome to the program, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Yes, we are very excited to offer this new service, and we have been in the pharmacy business. Obviously, I have I've got 36 years of pharmacy experience that we've been, but as a child, I grew up in my dad's retail pharmacy. So he put me to work when I was 7 years old and started in that. So basically 53 years of retail pharmacy experience here, and we want to provide the best service that we can to our patients and physicians, other providers. This is a great opportunity for us and for the community, so we really appreciate the hospital believing in this service, the foundation for supporting us, and the board also for making this come true.
Well, and just looking at it, it looks like you're going to be open just a little bit later than some of the other pharmacies. Just, and that's just a really handy thing. I think sometimes you might come into the clinic, it's a little later in the day, and then they say, oh, well, you got to wait till tomorrow. And that's the kind of one of the worst things to hear when you're not feeling great.
Right, right. We are open 9 to 6:30, Monday through Friday. We wanted to be there for our staff coming on to night shift also, for them to be able to, convenient for them to pick up their items coming in. And we stay open with the clinic with their last service options around 6 o'clock. So we're staying open till 6:30 to provide those last minute prescriptions right there on site.
Well, that is fantastic. Now, you mentioned the drive-through. So with the new building, kind of what's the route to take to go through the drive-through?
Sure. The drive-through is on the south side of the building. So you would enter from the west side to the back side of the building. And there's a really long, nice drive-through there. And then we're on the eastern end of the facility. So you drive right up there, and there's plenty of room. And we should be able to service you rather quickly.
And then there'll also be, from the inside, you can also get to it from the inside of the building as well?
Yes, you can. A lot of times, we've only been open a couple of weeks, but we do see some of the physicians even walk down with their patients and bring them to our pharmacy. And so if you've been seen, you can come through there, and we have a waiting area in our pharmacy as well.
And you've got consultation available in addition?
Absolutely. We're available to consult either in person or over the phone. Our phone number is 620-252-1560, and we're able to provide that service. You just call us. We're happy to help you any way that we can.
Now, say if someone is, you know, maybe they're you know, not currently using the new pharmacy, but they would like to take advantage of this service. What do they tell their provider? You know, hey, I'd like to use this pharmacy. What should they say?
Sure, they would just say that CRMC Community RX is where they would like to send their prescription. And if they have prescriptions they would like to have transferred, they just give us a call at 620-252-1560, and what we can do is contact their pharmacy and transfer any active prescriptions that they have that they would like to use or get from us.
Fantastic. And then pretty standard payment options. Do you take the health savings accounts, that sort of thing as well?
Right. We are working through some of those things. We do have FSA and HSA accounts that we can accept, as well as credit cards, debit cards, and any other cash payments as well. We have a full service line. We are contracted with multiple insurance companies. And so just keep that in mind. We will do our very best. If we aren't able to access your insurance company at that time, then we will do our best to get connected with them.
Well, that is great. What is the process? I'm sure that it is it's a lot of work to get something like this off the ground. Is there anything that kind of sticks out to you that been maybe a challenge or just something that you've maybe enjoyed throughout the process of getting all this going?
I think utilizing the space and getting all of that lined out was very challenging, making sure that we try to think through every potential service option that we might have. Those are some of the things that were really challenging, but also very rewarding when you get to see it in place. You get to see what the investments have been in that space, and it really looks nice, and we're just really excited about it.
Well, that is great, and I'm sure having grown up in a pharmacy, it's kind of neat to kind of come full circle for you.
It is. It is very, very neat to see that, and it's just been a really nice opportunity for the hospital, and I think it's going to be a great service for the community.
Fantastic. Well, we appreciate everything that CRMC is doing, and I think this is definitely some forward thinking here, where this is something that not every clinic is able to offer. So to be able to have this kind of all in one is really good, and I think people will already heard a lot of positive comments. People saying it's going to be very convenient, and we just appreciate you adding in yet another service here for Coffeyville Regional Medical Center.
Well, we are excited to provide that. It's one of those things that we feel like is very advantageous to our employees. It's going to be advantageous to the community. And some of the changes in the recent programs really made this the right time to get this done for our community.
Fantastic. Well, hope folks can go check it out at the new building right across from the main hospital on 4th Street in Coffeyville. We do appreciate it. Well,
thank you very much.
All right. Absolutely. Anything else here as we wrap up?
I would just mention that coming up very quickly is National Nurses Week and National Hospital Week. So we are, if you walk through and we're dressed a little funny or look a little different, it's because we're celebrating our employees and our nurses and just having a little bit of fun throughout the week as we just celebrate all the work that they do.
Fantastic. Well, we do appreciate it. Lisa Keene joining us, also Stephen Haley here on our update from Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. Thank you so much for coming on by today.
Thank you so much.
All right, and we'll have more on the way here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.